We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Case.
What up,
y'all? Case walks in here and says, Angela Yee, thank you for last night.
Thank you for last night.
Nice.
Damn, Yeezus. Right, touch me, tease me.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't be jealous, guys. Come on.
What happened last night? Yee, you want to tell us something?
I was at, Case was performing. He has an album out right now.
I bet he was performing on
and
you.
And I was hosting, okay?
Oh.
Sheesh, y'all have nasty.
She was hosting.
She was rocking the mic.
What is wrong with you, Andy?
Just messing with you, guys.
It's like your sixth studio album, right?
Fifth.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. You know, do you feel like you even got to make new music? Because Tyrese said his next album is going to be his last album because he feels like his catalog is enough.
That's what's up. I mean, if that's how you feel. Yeah. I mean, I make music because I enjoy it.
Gotcha.
But I mean, I didn't hear that one. That's all right.
He said, that's all right.
Yeah.
You started off in a group, but you've been solo ever since, right? Would you ever consider doing something like, you know, trying to do a super group?
Actually, it was something that I was supposed to do like that, but it wasn't going to be like a TGT type of thing. It was going to be like rock music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just never able to get off the ground yet, but we was working on it.
Oh, you dabbled in rock? I never knew that.
I love rock. Love rock.
Was it people that we would know that you were planning to?
Yeah, it was me, Nokio from Drew Hill, and we was trying to figure out who else, but we couldn't find nobody that wasn't that was going to fit.
That was like-minded and would...
Yeah, it was always something wrong with him. Like,
you know how that group, though, right? You need something got to be wrong with somebody.
Yeah, something got to be wrong with somebody.
Somebody got to bite the head off the back.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But it got to mesh on some level.
Gotcha.
And then we could deal with the nonsense later. It never really meshed, so.
Mm-hmm. Was this in this course of time, it's been 5 years since you put out your last album. Was it during that time or before that?
Man, we've been talking about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd do a song here, a song there. So, I mean, it's been going on for the longest.
Okay, so it's still a possibility, maybe, since you have some stuff
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a possibility.
You think they'll accept you as that, though, because they know you as the R&B guy, happily ever after, you know, touch me, tease me. You think they'll accept the
and
rock
that's
right
real
now?
Real R&B.
I mean, they may or they may not, but it's something that, that I enjoy.
Gotcha.
And, like, I mean, at least I can say I did it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a challenge for me.
Now, how much money you think you've made off Touch Me, Tease Me, and Happily Ever After, man? Those are two records that you probably could sustain forever.
Yeah, because everybody went, everybody want to hear that they went in.
Yeah.
It Touch Me, Tease Me. Yeah, they still play that like it just came out.
Really?
I'm with that, though.
Yeah, keeps me on the road.
Now I just got to get it to the point where I can stop because my catalog from those is enough. I got to get to that. So you got to get on your job.
what was your
I kind of understood what Tyrese was saying, though. Because it's like people want to hear the classics. You go out there, it's like new music may or may not be received well, but classics are always going to be classics.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong? I got classics, but I'm still doing new music. I mean,
gotcha.
That's a defeatist mentality. That kind of sounds like giving up.
Yeah, I can see why you would say that.
Like, yeah, I'm like, make new music. If that's what, you know what I'm saying, if that's what you enjoy doing. Now, if you don't enjoy doing it anymore, then I can see. But the way you said it, I'm like, yeah, my catalog is enough. Like, yeah, that's, I'm like, wow, peasants. Like, that's how I took it. Like,
he said he gonna still do group stuff, though. He said there's no more solo albums.
Here's my thing. Stevie Wonder's catalog is enough, but he put out a new album a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because that's what you like to do.
You do it because you love it. I don't think most people probably could do R&B music and be successful at it if they don't love it.
Or even Quincy Jones, he produced Thriller at, 50?
Right.
Yeah.
And he's been doing stuff forever. Like, I mean, his catalog, I would say his catalog is enough.
Yeah.
But
you've been in the game for 20 years almost, right?
Yeah.
And a lot has changed from when you first came out until now, especially with social media and all of that stuff.
I'm glad that wasn't out there.
Because you had a lot of drama back in the day.
No, I had a lot of fun.
And you had a lot of fun. Okay.
And all I had to worry about was Wendy. Now it's cameras everywhere.
I'm looking for the next shot. You accidentally shot yourself in the neck one time, right?
Yeah. That wasn't fun.
How did you do that?
That wasn't fun.
I'm going to be real. I was drunk. Mm-hmm. And I was moving the gun, and it had a hair trigger, and it went off. Whew. Yeah, and it went in right there, came out the back.
You are so lucky, boy.
That ain't luck, that's blessed.
Nah,
I was in Atlanta. Nah, that's blessed. That ain't luck, ain't no luck about that.
How would you move? You was holding the gun like this? Like, what you?
I'm like this, and I picked it up.
Okay.
And I'm sitting on the bed. I picked it up off the thing, and it went off.
Damn.
Bang.
Where was you moving it to? Just to put it up somewhere?
Yeah, I was putting it in the closet.
Oh, okay.
Didn't
I remember
it.
The story. You said the kids were around or something.
Well, they were coming.
Right, and you wanted to make sure they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So you were being safe still, but.
Kind of.
You gotta be
not
safe.
Not with yourself. Kind
of safe. Look, to have the safety on. Right.
No. I had the best intentions. Yeah. I don't know how safe I was. I had the best intentions, though.
Who called the ambulance for you?
My girl at the time.
Oh, she was there? Okay.
Yeah, she was there.
People thought you tried to kill yourself or something?
I heard one person say, No, let me tell you the crazy part. Everybody thought my girl shot me.
Oh, wow.
Like, my mom's flew down there. I'm like, Mom, cool. Yeah, all right. I'm at the airport. Like, everybody's looking at her up and down.
Yeah.
Like, they never got past that.
Wow.
And you, they said thought the you was covering up for her.
Yeah.
The first thing you did was to make sure you could still sing, because that would have been.
Yeah, when I came to, I got up and I went, because I didn't know where it hit me. I looked in the mirror and I tried to sing because I'm like,
that's my paycheck.
Hold on, you mean immediately after you got shot?
When I first got up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to see where it hit me, and then when I saw, I'm like, oh hell no! So I tried to sing, like not like full out like a song, but I just wanted to see could I talk or sing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, cool.
Like, I can sing. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Because if I can't sing, we might have to finish that off.
That's like, now you are gonna hand your girl the gun and say, hey,
yeah,
do us both.
Babe, yeah.
Now you right, JoJo.
I don't ask you to do a lot, but I need you to do something for me right now.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it wasn't like nowhere near being fatal then.
It could have been.
Yeah.
But it missed
a little
everything.
Bit over.
Yeah, that's what they said, like a couple of millimeters. Yeah, it could have been.
Other than that, though, you was pretty clean. I mean, I never heard anything about you. I mean, you had a nice little roster of chicks. Allegedly. Well, yeah.
Allegedly.
He said allegedly.
See, that's why I'm saying I'm glad social media wasn't around. All I had to worry about was Wendy. And me and Wendy was cool. She would call me and be like, look, I got a stack of stuff about you.
Facts, right?
She would get the faxes. And she'll give them to me. I read them. She'd be like, I'm just telling you, I'm not going to blow you up. I'm like,
why
good
she
looking.
Like you
Wendy
so
Williams,
much?
You talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would she like you so much not to do that?
I'm likable.
You sure you didn't smash it?
Oh, no. Heavens, no. No, not like that. But then, too, you know what I forgot? I was in I was in like third grade with Wendy's husband.
Okay.
And when he proposed to her, I sang. He was like, "Yo, I'm just start singing. I'm gonna propose to her." So maybe that was why. I don't know.
Oh, you from Brownsville?
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved to Mount Vernon when I was a teenager. So maybe that was it.
Okay, yeah, that's your relationship with her husband. Y'all was cool. You sang for them. She can't let you.
Yeah, and I'm with that. I was with that. I'm like, bet. She's like, I'm just calling to let you know that you need to move a little different. And I mean, they were straight snitching.
Yeah, because people were saying like, you was dating Beyonce. I know you've denied that, but she was in the video, happily ever after.
Anybody in the video, they say you dating.
Right.
Did you ever notice that? Anybody,
no,
anybody you do a song
video.
With?
I never noticed that, Case.
Anytime a girl is in the video, oh yeah, they go together. Like you.
I guess you're supposed to have that type of chemistry, though. That's the point of doing a video, so it looks real, like, you know.
Yeah, but they just go all the way with it.
Did you pick her for it?
Mm-hmm. Because okay. They wanted, it was like different video chicks that was out at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they was in too much stuff. I wanted somebody new. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's who I want.
Where did you see her at?
Good eye.
The no video.
No,
was
no,
out.
No video. Okay.
And matter of fact, I was in his office. I'm like, yeah, right there. Yeah. So we. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know? Did you could look at her and tell she's gonna be a superstar?
Yeah, man. If not, she was. I knew she was gonna be in that video. Yeah. I knew that. I went and stood on Kevin Lyle's desk like this is happening. He was like, "You sure?" Yes, I'm sure.
There was resistance.
Yeah, he wanted. Yeah, they wanted like.
Who they wanted, JoJo?
I don't even remember. Nia Long.
Okay, that wouldn't have been bad. That wouldn't have been bad.
One other person. And then
there was, yeah, then people were saying, like, foolishness. I'm like, nah, B.
You couldn't lose either way with Nia Long or Beyonce, though.
But at that time, I think Nia Long was in something else. And that's why I didn't want to do it.
Okay, you wanted it fresh.
Oh, right, yeah,
she was in somebody else's video, I think. Right. And I didn't want to be that guy.
Right.
So I'm like, I need to do something different.
And Foxy Brown, they said she did that feature for free because you was banging her out. Touch me, tease me.
Shut up. Don't challenge. Just making stuff
just
up.
Getting stuff away. Was this in the Wendy's
stack? Just throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks?
It might have been in the Wendy's stack.
Hold on. Nah. Now that I've never heard, but I would like to categorically deny that one.
Which one? That she did the feature for free?
She was kind of young.
That I smashed her.
Okay.
Categorically.
Nah, yeah, she was young too.
She was young too at the time.
Yeah, she's a little underage. I don't know.
Let me look at the legal age of consent. Where'd you shoot the video at?
Look, there was witnesses. There was witnesses at the video. Brett Ratner shot that video, yeah.
Okay, what about Mary J. Blige?
What about her?
So y'all dated.
That was true.
Allegedly.
He said she abused.
Did she go? That was true.
That was true. You guys dated, and they said you said she was abusive towards you.
She beat you
up? That's not what I said.
I felt bad.
Nah, that wasn't what I said. Let me tell you what happened. This is how people twist stuff up. So I'm doing an interview with this dude, right?
Okay.
And he was like, I have to ask you about these rumors. So he was saying different stuff. He's like, and what about the rumor that you used to beat up Mary? I'm like, I ain't never beat up no girl. I was like, if anything, I still got scars from her throwing stuff and hitting me. That's what I said. And they took that little thing and turned it into the case that he was abused. Really?
I mean, that is kind of abuse. She throwing kind of stuff at you and leaving scars.
But that's not how they said it, though.
Gotcha.
It was like, hey, Casey said he was battered. No, it was in passing. I'm like, yo.
What did she hit you with?
Whatever was there.
What was she mad?
Lamp.
What was she being mad at then? You for, though? Were you cheating or she didn't trust you?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
No. Cheating?
Yeah, what could she be mad at you for? What would make a woman want to throw something at you?
You write a song called Happily Ever After and live up to that.
We were talking about that last night. That video caused me so much headaches.
Yeah.
Because then like, well, you should be more romantic.
Yeah. You're supposed to want to marry
whoever
you're with after
that. You are
R&B
singer that said Happily Ever After.
But that was kind of over the top.
Yeah.
So now, even though I did do that one time for somebody's birthday, did the flowers. Never did it again, though.
You never did the flowers again.
Hold on. You only sent the girl flowers once?
No, I'm saying I did the flowers like a Happily Ever After the whole room.
Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, why I sent girl flowers never before. Did it again? What's wrong with that?
Nice it's just too much.
Gestures.
That is a lot of pressure. I always ask R&B.
There's a lot of pressure.
Like, yo, y'all have, because y'all sing these sexy songs, y'all got to live up to that, man.
Well, you don't got to, but they try. They try to make you. They put the pressure on.
What's the most you ever did for Valentine's Day for a young lady? Where you felt like, boy, I am really Case.
Oh, this one. This used to be my thing.
Uh-oh.
He used to be like, you sure you're doing it for the right reason? Yeah. Like, my girl was in L.A., so I had her friends have her somewhere at a certain time. So she was watching me on 106 and Park. Because, you know, it taped the day before.
Right.
And then I walked in and walked up behind her. So she started crying and stuff because that's what girls do.
That's what girls
she thought
do.
It was live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but she had no idea I was coming to L.A.
Got you.
So then I came, walked up behind her. So I was like, well, I'm about to go to the hotel. Mm-hmm. So then we got to the hotel, had like some champagne. It was like a diamond bracelet in the bathroom. It was a diamond necklace under the pillow.
God,
it was,
damn.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was tricking heavy.
That was a hell of a night.
Did you marry her?
It was wifey.
You married her?
Nah, because everybody thought she shot me.
Was that really why you couldn't marry? It was that.
Nah, that's not why. Nah, we broke up for other reasons, but that didn't help.
That didn't help.
My mom's just looking at her crazy ever since. Like, yeah,
damn it, man.
Now, if it sounds like faded pictures, missing you, not your friend, did you write all of those? Or
Joe wrote missing you and faded pictures. Mm-hmm. Who wrote? Tim and Bob wrote not your friend.
But you wrote for other artists also.
Yeah, and I wrote almost all the songs that I recorded.
Can you make a lot of money when other people write your records like that?
Yeah. I mean, you can. You can make it on shows and stuff like that. But most of the stuff that I've had in my albums, I've written or co-written. I mean, co-written. Wow, that was different.
Co-written.
I ain't been asleep yet.
You're an abused man. We understand. Abused men, they talk that way sometimes.
Yeah, look. You be talking to get us all whooped.
Now, JoJo been your manager for what? All the whole time, right?
Nah. Me and JoJo just got back together on that type of thing about what, like summertime? Mm-hmm. But we've been like best friends for like 25 years.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Yeah, all the albums we did together, so.
I remember reading in 2011 you were working on this album. So it took you quite some time to get it done. Are you smoking in here?
Nah, that's not smoke.
Oh. He just pulled out.
Yeah, that would have been some real rock and roll, just like.
Oh, you know Snoop did.
That
Snoop
is awesome.
Right then,
and just buy it up.
Absolutely,
that's what's up.
Vaporizer pen.
But yeah, so it took you a long time to kind of get this done. How many songs did you do, and what was the delay?
It wasn't really a delay. Actually, there was a different producer that we had. That was, and he did like what, 7 songs. So we wasted a whole bunch of time. Then he turned out to be a lady. So.
A lady. I bet,
yeah, he was a lady.
What, he had this operation like Bruce?
Yeah. Taylor? Nah. He might as well, though.
Oh, he just had female
tendencies. He's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bitch. That's one way to say it. Mm-hmm. I prefer lady.
Okay.
Somebody people know?
Hey.
Well, yeah.
Who?
Just a guy.
Who, JoJo?
Being a lady.
Nothing if you're a lady.
So a man that's a lady is
what wrong.
What songs
did he produce of yours that we know?
None.
He's trying to figure it out.
He did like 7-8 songs on the album, and then... Once that fell out, I was like, all right, well, I'll start over. Mm-hmm. So we went and started over.
So what happened? The paperwork wasn't right, or he was making
it's not even that good. It's not even that good. He tried to leverage the songs to get a different situation that had nothing to do with me resolved. He basically tried to strong arm me. He tried to call my bluff. And I don't play that game. I'm like, I gave him the finger. Later.
Does he have any hit records?
Tons.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to figure out who this
is. He said, which one of them? He said, what's one of them? But yeah, so we went through that.
And he's still relevant now?
Nah.
Oh, he's not relevant anymore.
Nah.
Charlamagne is trying his hardest.
I'm about to Google.
I've been Googling right now.
Look, he was Googling the whole time.
Nothing came up.
But 2011, Heaven's Door producer.
But nah, it was, it just took a while. We did about maybe 30 songs, something like that.
Who do you listen to now?
Only thing I listen, well, right now I'm listening to Kendrick. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I listen, unless there's something like that comes out, I listen to all old music. I listen to all Motown, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, David Ruffin, Temptations, all that stuff.
Seems like none of the OG R&B cats respect what's going on in R&B right now.
I respect it to an extent, but I think that it needs to be balanced. Like, we can't always be in the club. Every song can't be about trying to take these two strippers out the club. Because, I mean, we all, that's fine. But most of my life happens outside the club.
Gotcha.
And I think it's other things that we can sing about, that we can talk about. Right. And that's my only thing with it, is that there needs to be some balance. Like, it can't be that all the time.
What do you think it is? You think that ladies aren't the same anymore?
Nah,
the
I think
music is reflecting that.
That could be a little bit of it, but what I really think is that when hip hop and R&B got together, that somewhere along the lines of that, R&B lost its identity and became more hip hop than R&B.
That's hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah. Hip hop maintained this identity, but R&B didn't. It kind of merged into it, and now it's some mutant offspring now.
I was reading an article about why marriages don't work today anymore like they used to. And a lot of what they said in the article was a lot of it has to do with social media. We're distracted. We go to bed. We're not in bed alone. We're in bed with our phone, paying attention to other things.
Yeah.
We're looking at other people that have like bodies that we don't have, and you know, all of that.
DMs is popping. Hard to live yeah.
up to those ideals, and that's why a lot of people can't maintain marriages.
I had a conversation about that last night. Yeah. And it's sad, too, because a lot of the stuff that you see on social media is fake. Mm-hmm. It's like when you get, remember people used to get, like, the Nissan and put, like, a Ferrari kid on it?
Yeah. Oh, they do that now with the Chrysler 300. They put the Bentley kid on the front.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing with their bodies. You're still a Nissan, but you got the kid on it, and now you're on Instagram. But, yeah. Like, we was talking about that yesterday. It's kind of sad, but.
I want to go back to the hip-hop R&B thing. When you was that a conscious decision you would make when you would do records with hip-hop artists? Like, yo, let me maintain my R&B. I'm not going to sing about shooting tonight or whatever.
You know what? My thing is that I always try to make music from an honest place. Mm-hmm. So that was never, like, if I'm sitting down coming up with something, that would never even cross my mind to sing about that,
gotcha.
Honestly. So that's why I never did. And I've had songs where people was like, say, right, we had songs where it's like some crazy tomfoolery, and I'm like, yo, I'm not saying that. Like, I'm not doing it.
Well, like, so people wrote for you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, did you hear what this shit? Like, nah, V, I'm not saying that.
What's the craziest thing that you just threw off the table? Like, get that out the studio.
Oh, there's tons of them. The craziest? I don't know. It's a ton of them, but it's like...
Drip, drop, drip, drippity, drop.
I've had way worse than that. Yeah. You don't like drip, drippity, drop?
It's kind of catchy.
I like drip, droppity, drop.
Yeah,
I don't love it, but I like it.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, but then it's like.
Can't get it out of my head.
And then you walking around the crib like drip, drop.
Drip, drippity, drop.
Yeah. But no, it's a lot of times you get like some nonsense. And I don't even want to call it nonsense, but if I don't, it's just not me. So I don't do stuff that's not me. Because people could tell when you're faking.
I grew up a Jehovah's Witness too, by the way.
Oh, you know the pain and the struggle.
So did you really, like, quit the Jehovah's Witness religion just to pursue music?
Well, I was quitting anyway.
Or did you get this fellowship?
No, I never got baptized.
Me neither.
My man.
Like, I didn't my want
thing,
no problem.
Yeah, see, my thing was, they was like, as long as you, in this house, well, you know, you're not going to be doing that because that's worldly. So I was like, well, I'm out. Because I wasn't going
to
sit around.
Wait to celebrate Christmas.
Here's the best part, though. By the time Touch Me, Tease Me came out, none of them went no more. And then they looking at me at Christmas time. I'm like, what?
Oh,
birthdays.
You got bread now.
That's when you turn back to a witness.
Now don't nobody. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, word? Now everybody. Merry Christmas.
What made you want to leave? You just.
Because it was just too much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, personally, to me, it's like a cult. That's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, anything. Any organization that alienates you from the world or even from your family, there's something like not right about that to me anyway.
Mama, that's his words, not mine.
But he was thinking it.
Every time people come up here and we start talking about being Jehovah's Witness, she always will send me a watchtower and a way because she heard I misconstrued what the religion was about. I ain't say none of that.
Let me tell you the new thing though. Did you know, because you used to go on field service and all that, right?
Absolutely.
They be posted up at the airport now.
Really?
Never seen that till recently. Right when you coming in, they posted it right when you coming in.
They don't even knock on my door on Saturdays anymore. They're not as committed as they used to be.
At least no one rings my bell anymore.
You live in a different neighborhood now, sir.
That's true.
But where I grew up, there was a Kingdom Hall right on my corner where they used to come. I used to be like, come on, y'all come here every single week. I see you every week.
Maybe you're going to answer this door one day.
Yeah.
I see you in there moving.
Now, I've never heard about other R&B artists hating on you too much. Did you ever have any of those issues? Because I remember we had, actually, Charlamagne and Envy instigated a fight between
Jagged Edge and
Drew Hill.
That's terrible.
Issues before us, though. Yeah, Jagged Edge just came up here and talked about them. They ain't had nothing to do with us.
I never really had that problem.
Nobody talk ish about you. It might have been just...
I mean, I heard somebody say something, and then I went and approached them about it. Because, you know, they say little stuff.
Mm-hmm. What was that about you?
It'd be little... That's your man. No, but like it'd be little stuff like when we doing shows and stuff like I'm not going on before and then, right. And then talking, not knowing that you talking to somebody that I went to high school with, and then he calls me, he like, yo, your man was talking, so I'm like, yo, what's the problem? Nah, I was just saying what's up. Or even he'll walk up, see how me and you right here, he'll walk past me and go to him and be like, yo, your man got a problem with me? He like, you just walked away from him. But I never really got too much hate. In my face, anyway.
Do you plan on going on tour now to support this album?
Yeah, we got a big tour we're working on for the summertime.
Are you going by yourself? Or are you? Is it going to be a...
Nah, not by myself. It's going to be a thing, though.
A thing?
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing.
Huh. It's like a secret right now?
Till the press conference.
Okay.
Maybe
Press conference.
Yeah, we're gonna do a press conference. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
All right, well, I did get a chance to see Case perform just recently, so it was a great show. It was good to hear the hits and the new song sound great too.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, I know you just put out Timeless, and then you were all shook up for that, I guess. In
Yeah. They was yeah, that was interesting last night though. We had some technical issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kept stopping and being like, "Y'all gonna start that song over? Cause we not doing it like that."
Yo, it was. it was rough. Yo. I'm like, yo, B, how y'all can't start touching me teeth? Hold up. Start that again, B. Yo, they tried 5 times to start touching me teeth.
How hard is it to start touching me teeth?
He was like, this is the biggest song. This song is big in New York.
And y'all gonna mess that up.
Every right, DJ so got that in there, Serato.
But
right
it was the
now.
Band. It was the band.
Oh, okay.
Messing up.
Yeah.
Was it your band?
Nah.
Oh.
That's the problem.
That's probably what the problem is. Yeah.
How much does the music reflect your actual life right now? Like your new music?
Not a whole lot. Right this moment, but I mean, it's things that I've been through and things that I'm sure I will go through again, but for the most part I'm kind of cool right now. So, and then I'll probably start some drama when it's time to write another album.
Gotta do it. Well,
yeah just come in the crib. Why are you always breathing?
No, for real, man, brothers that get abused never represent. They never tell their stories, man. You know what I'm saying? Mary made a lot of money off her mental abuse.
That's funny.
So why can't you?
And that could be the album cover, just a picture of a scar. That's gangster. That's gangster. Just have a picture of a scar.
Name Case. What is that?
That's my name.
That's his real name.
What? Yeah, that's my name. Yeah.
But your daddy was a fellow.
I was named that. Nah.
We had a bunch of open cases.
Actually, let me tell you, the funny part is that I was named after somebody. Now, where he got it from, I don't know.
Yeah.
But my godfather's name was Case. He had a son named Case, and his son got killed when he was 16.
Oh, okay.
And they asked my moms, could they name their first son Case? And
then, wow.
So, yeah. And I hated my name growing up.
Why?
Because from the time I was 2, I got teased by my cousins, then in school, you're a bad Case. Case it is. Yeah, I was sick. I'm like, yo. To the point where my mom said to me one day, she was like, remember you wanted to change your name to Craig?
Craig.
I'm like, I bet you glad now. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool now.
Sound like a performer's name, Case.
Yeah, Craig ain't now. A performer's name.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't go through with that
last
one.
Last Craig we knew was Mac, and that didn't turn out.
Ha! Yeah.
What did this ad-lib for?
It just came out. Ha! Ha! You won't be around next year.
The album's out right now. Tell me the name of the album again.
Heaven's Door.
Heaven's Door, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank y'all for having me, man.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.